Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. The skies over Jerusalem are clear today, with warmth in the air making it a pleasant morning across the city. Tel Aviv is enjoying similar sunny weather, inviting everyone to make the most of the outdoors. In the north, Haifa is experiencing mild temperatures. Meanwhile, Eilat in the south remains hot, as expected. Here are today's headlines. First, Ynet reports from earlier today that Israel is steering clear of a direct clash with Iran, but warns that any U.S. deal cannot restrict its operations in Lebanon. Also, the IDF announced just in that a senior Hezbollah commander was killed in Lebanon before a ceasefire with Iran. The military describes the strike as a significant blow to the Iranian proxy forces, according to JNS. Also this hour, the Times of Israel details former President Trump's comments, calling Prime Minister Netanyahu a very difficult guy and suggesting that attacks on Iran could resume if a nuclear deal fails. Separately, the Jerusalem Post reports a short time ago that Israel will not retreat from southern Lebanon under a U.S.-Iran agreement, as per a senior source. And finally, Walla shares from earlier this hour that Israel's security system is seeking clarity on the implications of the U.S.-Iran agreement, particularly regarding uranium and Lebanon. Reaction has been swift on social media. Al Arabiya English, a prominent news outlet, shared breaking news just minutes ago. Itamar Ben-Gvir, Israel's far-right national security minister, criticized the U.S.-Iran deal, stating Israel is not bound by it. Michael Dixon, an activist, posted earlier today about UK Jews responding defiantly to hate marches, drawing historical parallels to the 1930s. Noga Tarnopolsky, a journalist, wrote just now about Yair Golan's remarks. He criticized the agreement between the US and Iran, suggesting it undermines Israeli military achievements and leaves the country vulnerable. Let's go deeper, starting with Israel's avoidance of a clash with Iran. Ynet reports that Israel has decided not to engage in direct confrontation with Iran after its strike in Beirut. This comes amid pressure from Washington and international mediators. Prime Minister Netanyahu has emphasized that any U.S. deal should not limit Israel's actions in Lebanon. This decision reflects the delicate balancing act in regional diplomacy. Turning to the assassination of the Hezbollah commander, JNS highlights that Ali Musa Dagdug was targeted in a precise operation by the IDF. His death is seen as a strategic victory against Iranian influence in Lebanon. The timing, just before a ceasefire, underscores Israel's intent to weaken Hezbollah's military capabilities. Meanwhile, Trump's comments on Netanyahu and Iran. The Times of Israel reports that Trump criticized Netanyahu and hinted at possible military action if no nuclear deal is reached. This rhetoric indicates ongoing tensions and the potential for renewed conflict impacting regional stability. Separately, the Jerusalem Post reports that Israel remains firm on its presence in southern Lebanon, despite a potential U.S.-Iran agreement. This stance highlights Israel's strategic priorities and its reluctance to concede territorial influence. Finally, according to Walla, Jerusalem is seeking answers on key security issues tied to the U.S.-Iran deal. Concerns include the fate of enriched uranium and Israel's freedom of action in Lebanon. These unresolved issues could shape future diplomatic negotiations and security policies. Turning to business and markets. First, Globes reports from earlier this week that Israel faces a significant shortage of hardware engineers. The exodus of workers from Intel to Nvidia highlights a growing challenge in the tech sector, impacting Israel's economic growth. Separately, CTEC reports on the emergence of the Mangos era as SpaceX, OpenAI, and Anthropic prepare for market debuts. These developments could reshape the global tech landscape, with implications for Israel's tech industry. And finally, Ynet Business highlights the upcoming IPOs of SpaceX, Anthropic, and OpenAI. These companies, known for innovations like ChatGPT and Starlink, are set to test Wall Street's appetite for AI and space ventures, potentially influencing investment trends in Israel. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Monday. Our next update is at 11 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.